This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're put from grace, we come to you, humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus. As we decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in us increase. Have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. Hide us behind Calvary's cross. Anoint us with the clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come against anything and everything that will try to hinder the Word of God from going forth. In Jesus' name, let the Word of God go forth with clarity and with power. In Jesus' name, we bind up the devil and every demon force now in the name of Jesus. Take authority over the prince of the air. And Lord, and I thank you for the anointing of the Spirit of God just to rest upon us here tonight. Lead, God, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for answering prayers, honor, requests, and most of all, that salvation will go forth, that the kingdom of God may grow. From this night forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, I'd like you to open up to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. And the Word of God reads, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Just for the next few minutes, we want to talk about God commands us to grow and mature spiritually. God commands us to grow and mature spiritually. On a spiritual basis. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as born-again believers that have been drafted in the beloved family of God, God wants us as followers of, as followers of Christ to grow and mature spiritually, that we may be able to be set apart and sent out, that we may be knowledgeable of his word, knowledgeable of his principles that is already set, his promises that is already set. All the promises of God is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. God have allowed us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He has equipped us to go forth and preach and teach his word. But we first must be prepared. That's why for a time God may isolate you in order to elevate you in his set time. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, spiritual growth is very important. It is necessary in the life of a believer in Christ in 2023. The child of God, your commitment to your spiritual growth is what matters the most, because spiritual maturity cannot be measured by the calendar on the wall. and is not necessarily related to knowledge. God can use whoever he desires to use for whatever stage in life that you are, whether young or old, regardless of your race. God uses who he will at any time he wants to. When we look at the Word of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1, it says in the B clause of the verse that knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1, the B clause of the verse says that knowledge puffs up, but love, the love of the Lord, builds up. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as human beings, we want to bring attention to ourselves. It doesn't matter how much education you have. It doesn't matter how much you think you know. There are still areas in your life that you must be teachable in. When we walk in the love of God, it will build us up. Because when you is filled with the Holy Spirit and you're walking in the love of the Lord, love conquers all. Walking in the agape love of God, you can look at people beyond their faults and see their need. You can shake an unwelcome hand. You can endure people that have talked about you, call you everything but a child of God. So it's good to have education. But don't let it get to you to be big-headed in knowledge. But walk more in the love of God. Because the love of God will build you up. Yes, beloved, if we are not careful, again, knowledge can make us proud and can actually retort our make our growth, spiritual growth, very small. So we, as born-again believers of Christ, we must walk in humility. We must always acknowledge that without God, we can't do nothing. I'm reminded that the Word of God says, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. So here, again, we are thankful and grateful tonight because our God is a God of order and not disorder. We serve a God that sits high, but look low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So remember, only when knowledge conforms you to the image of Christ does it help you to grow. It will help you to conform to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. And we'll grow in the things of God. Again, we are reminded of 2 Peter 3, verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because to him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Yes, believer in Christ, giving glory to God is very important in our walk with him. in order to maintain and develop spiritual growth, come to a place to mature on a spiritual basis. Yes, beloved, everything exists for the purpose of glorifying God, of giving God the glory in everything. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord in the morning, noontime and night. Praise him, because he's been good to us. He woke us up this morning. Let us see a brand new day. Anytime we can open up our eyes and be on top of the ground not on top of us, it is a blessing. It is a blessing from God. Bible says every good gift, every perfect gift come from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variousness or shadow of turning. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, when people abandon the concept, the idea of glorifying God, they cut themselves off from spiritual light and from spiritual growth, which leads to maturity. Yes, believer in Christ, you must have a steady, constant intake of the Word of God on a daily basis, every day of your life. You see, the more you put the Word of God into practice, into your life, the more it extends to which you will grow as a Christian, a born-again believer. If we just casually read the Bible, such as a storybook, we won't get too much out of it. But if we read God's word, study to show ourselves, approve one of God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, according to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, believer, you must have a steady, not just Sunday morning, not just midweek service, but a steady, a constant intake of God's word on a daily basis. You must have set a place apart where you can go in devotion, in prayer, whether in the morning, noontime, or at night. Don't do it casually. Do it with passion. Hallelujah. Let it become a habit to you. Let it become a must. Put God first. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added to you. So if you want to grow, if you want to mature as a child of God, we must put these practices to use. Yes, again, child of God, when we talk about Christian growth, it becomes possible only when the life of Christ has first been implanted in your heart by the work of the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit and God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit works in unity as one. Yes, according to the sovereignty, power, and will of God, God desires for each one of his children that he has saved and have allowed them to come into the beloved family of God. His desire is that we grow on a spiritual basis. His desire is for the seed. Hallelujah. In the things of God. Yes. Question may be asked tonight. As a child of God. That is labeled as a Christian. Question may be. What makes a Christian in 2023? Yes, a Christian, a child of God, is one who has received the divine life of Jesus Christ freely by the grace of God. We look onto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Yes. We must be different. Our lifestyle must be different from the world. We must come to a place of maturity where we become the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Yes, we must be born again. First, spiritually. The Bible says here in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Yes, beloved, God wants and he desires for you and I, as believers in Christ, to grow and mature spiritually on a daily basis, to be consistent and persistent in our walk with him. Yes, people of God, the Christian growth is that growth of the life of Jesus Christ within, which grow more and more on a daily basis. You see, this kind of living growth is gradually, and it'll never reach perfection, its full potential, while you're here on planet Earth. Yes, beloved, no matter how long we are in this life, living on this earth, we have that old man of sin against which we must struggle with on a daily basis. Yes. I'm reminded what the Apostle Paul said when he was speaking to the Romans church here in Romans 7, verse 21. He said, I find then a law that when I want to do good, evil is present with me. So as we see, the Apostle Paul, one of the greatest apostles, hallelujah, he wrote over 13 books in the New Testament. He was used mightily to the Gentile nation by the hands of God. But still, Paul had to battle, just like you and I, as believers in Christ, when we desire to do right, to do good. Evil always shows. It always shows up. So we know that there is a struggle that is taking place. Spiritual warfare. That's why we must put on the whole armor of God that will be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We know about the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded with truth, our foot shall in preparation and a gospel of peace. We thank God here tonight for the whole armor that we may be able to withstand the wiles, the schemes of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. But Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief come to kill, to steal and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, believer, Remember, as always, that holiness in life is not something that you receive. Holiness in life is not something that you receive all at once, because God worked that in you through spiritual growth. That's why it's so important not to stay stagnated or stay still while growing in the things of God. We must flex our muscles, because we must flex our muscles, our faith muscles, each and every day of our lives. Bible says in Romans 11, verse 1, that now faith is a substance of things, excuse me, Hebrew 11, verse 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrew 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we are seeking the Lord while he may be found. We are drawing nigh to him as he draw nigh to us. We serve an awesome God, a God that has all power in his hand, a God that neither slumber nor sleep, a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. Thank God for his mercy, his grace, his love, for showering us down with benefits on a daily basis. Yes, beloved, growing up in the knowledge of Christ happens only by the work of God in our lives, even now in 2023. Here we are reminded in Ephesians 3, verse 20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So, believer in Christ, in order for you to experience spiritual growth to happen, there must be spiritual nourishment. Spiritual food that we must partake of. Spiritual food is the Word of God, which reflects God's goodness in our lives. You see, the Word of God, we refer to it as the means of grace, because the means of grace is given to you as a follower of Christ, privately as well as collectively. As a child of God, it is given to you by your participation of reading God's Word, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. And also it is given in prayer. But God has also instituted in the church the essential and important chief means of the preaching and the teaching of the gospel. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are grateful tonight for the God that we serve. He has given us our marching orders, and he has commanded us to grow on a spiritual level. To grow means to get busy by our Father's business while it is day, for night cometh. No man, woman, boy or girl can work for the kingdom of God. As here in 1 Peter 2, verse 2, it says, as newborn babes desire the pure or sincere milk, of the word, that you may grow thereby. Yes, beloved, our instruction has been given. We must desire the pure, unsincere milk of the word. As a babe in Christ, or even as a veteran in the Lord, that have been walking with God for many years, we must stay in humility, humbling ourselves before God, not patting ourselves on the back, but giving God what is rightfully due him, not being stuck on personality, but being filled with the Holy Spirit, being led by God's Holy Spirit each and every day of our lives. So, beloved, you must feast, or you must feed on the word of God, and especially when the word of God is being preached to you. This is the means that God has granted and ordained for spiritual growth. Yes, because of God's grace, because of his love for us, because of his desire to see us grow, he has equipped us, he has led us, and he guided us in the total truth. Yes, spiritual growth will happen as you read the word of God on a daily basis. Talking about the Bible on a daily basis. Also by you praying on a consistent basis and attending church services. Especially, hallelujah, especially on the Lord's Day. We as born-again believers of Christ know that every day is the Lord's Day. We as children of the Most High God, as the body of Christ, we have gotten complacent on the things of God. You see, wherever your heart is, your mind will follow. So it is important that we treasure what God has placed within us, that we may guard our heart with all diligence, because out of it flow the rivers of life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God have granted and ordained for us to grow spiritually. So, beloved, in this way, you shall find grace to help you in time of need. Yes, spiritual growth, it happens. It happens when we read the word of God on a daily basis. Also by us praying on a consistent basis. Yes, reading God's word and praying go hand in hand. 10 verse 25, it says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Are you growing in maturity on a spiritual basis? Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, your mind has to be made up. Your heart has to be fixed, that the world is behind you and the cross is before you. Child of God, when we look at the word of God in Proverbs 18, verse 21, it says life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So, beloved, the evil tongue does not only do damage to other folks, but also it can do damage to ourselves. It can stun our growth. It can twist, and it can perverse the spiritual growth and maturity in our lives on a spiritual basis. Yes, believer in Christ, you must have the love of God as a law, for your tongue, of your tongue. You must grow and mature spiritually, because when you do it, it glorifies God in your life. Hallelujah. Yes, beloved, every Christian desire to grow and desire to mature in his or her walk with Christ. Child of God, you will never advance beyond your constant and your steady diet of God's word. In other words, if you only get in the word of God and you read very little, well, your spiritual growth will grow very little. But when you immerse yourself into the word of God and you put time in more than just a microwave second, start off with a half an hour, work on down to an hour, and so forth. God knows how much you can put in. We may have to neglect other areas of our lives that really don't mean a hill of beans. You see, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is all intimate with God. So we must put God first as first priority in life. Do what the word says in Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else shall be added from this day forward. Hallelujah. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, here we see in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 16, in the head clause of the verse, it said, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Hallelujah. So we, as God's children, must live in obedience to Christ and not according to our own agenda, but according to the word of God and in obedience to him. You see, obedience is of the utmost importance. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of rams. Brothers and sisters in Christ, every step of our growth in the Christian life, in our Christian life, takes a step of obedience to Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So, beloved, be filled by the Holy Spirit, which means to be controlled by, to be led by, and to be energized by the Holy Spirit of God. The Word of God says here in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 16, "But this I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Beloved, we are totally dependent on the works of the Holy Spirit in order to mature, in order to develop, in order to grow us into followers of Christ and to be Christ-like in our walk with Him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God commands us to grow and to mature on a spiritual basis, be consistent and persistent in our walk with Him. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, believers, in order for you and I, and in order for us as God's children to grow and to mature in the things of God, we must resist the world influence and the flesh of desire and the devil's schemes that come across our path. The Bible says here in 1 John 2, verse 15, it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." So, child of God, learn to resist the devil, the accuser of the brethren, and learn to stand firm in your walk with Christ, in your faith. Also, be in close fellowship with other Christians on a weekly basis. Yes, beloved, the Christian life is very contagious, and it encourages us to stand strong as we step forward in the things of God. The Bible says, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Persecution will come. Trouble will come. That's why it's so important to get to be ready, to be prepared, to be equipped with the Word of God, which takes time to read God's Word, takes time to meditate on the Word of God, that we may grow thereby. Yes, child of God, when you run next to someone who is running, when you run next to someone who is running with Christ, you must pick up your pace and get more intentionally about all that you want to do for God's glory and for His kingdom. This is not a race for the swift. We must endure one step at a time, one day at a time, in our daily walk with Christ. So, beloved, be encouraged today. God commands us as His children to grow and mature on a spiritual basis. We must be in prayer before God on a consistent basis, to pray without ceasing, according to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. Not to always pray audibly, but to be consistent in a mindset of prayer. Hallelujah. Pray in the morning, noontime that night, even on your job. We can pray to ourselves. Yes, beloved, always keep the cross at the center in your life. And you need to be found regularly at the Lord's table In other words, not forsaking the assembly of yourselves together, but to attend regular church services, if possible. Bible says here in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 42, and they devote themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Notice what the New Testament church did in the book of Acts, the second chapter. They devoted themselves. In other words, they got grounded in the apostles' teaching and their fellowship with one another by breaking the bread from house to house and prayer and staying with a mindset and attitude of prayer, always thanking God for his goodness, his grace and love. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, one of the marks of someone who is mature in the faith is that they desire to serve Christ and his church. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in. Beloved, one of the marks of someone maturity on a spiritual basis in the faith is that they desire to serve Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of their faith, and also his church. There must be an intake as well as an outflow in your life, in your lifestyle, in the way you live. It must be a life that is pleasing to God in his eyesight. So, beloved, working in the kingdom of the Lord's vineyard, it is all about him and not about, it's all about him and his kingdom agenda and not about own. Because we've been bought with a price. We're not our own anymore. We belong to God. Yes, believer in Christ, do not hate what God has destined you to be. Because your greatest lessons are often learned in the school of affliction. These are required classes that we must pass in order to go to the next level in faith. So be honest before Christ at all times. If you fall short, let him know. If there is things in your life that is hindering your walk with him, repent immediately, quicken in a hurry. 1 John 1:9 says, then we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we must put aside all known sin in our lives. For example, such as put away deceit, which is lying to people. Put away hypocrisy, which means putting on a mask and acting like you're all that, that you are someone, that you are not. Envy, it means wishing that you had what God has given to someone else. Slander, which means talking bad about other people. In order for you to grow spiritually, you have to get rid of those things in your life. Asking the Lord to fill you up with more of his love in your heart. Asking him to lead, guide, and direct by his Holy Spirit. Yes, to be filled with the Holy Spirit to overflowing. So believe in Christ. Don't continue in your sin. Do whatever you have to do in order to cause it, in order to cause you to get right with God and to move more closely to Him. I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am, the one that has all power in His hand. I'm reminded of 1 John 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. So, beloved, God cannot have fellowship with darkness or with sin. So if you are a follower of Christ, if you are willing or willingly continue in known sin, you cannot have fellowship with God. You must make a decision on what is important the most to you. You see, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wedges, and the wedges of sin is death. So, child of God, in order to grow spiritually and mature, you must feed on the Word of God on a daily basis. Yes, I'm reminded in 1 Peter 2, verse 2, it says, as newborn babe, desire to pure, the sincere milk of the Word, that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. God has commanded us to grow spiritually and to mature on a daily basis. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, there may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. You may have tried everything else and may have not worked out for you. But this is the time for you to consider Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. This is the time for you to look deep within and realize that without God's help, I'm headed to a place that I don't want to be. Jesus spoke about a heaven and a hell. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So we have an opportunity to get right with God. We got to come back to Him, repent of our sin, and get right with Him, to get back into the family of God from this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name, as we bring this lesson to a close, we just want to say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, Apostle. Thank you so much for that teaching this evening. We hope that you've learned something that you can apply to your life. And if so, please share with your friends and family the information you learned. Maybe it'll help them too. Please share the number 347-826-9424 also with your family and friends, and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, we'd love to hear from you. You may send those ideas and thoughts and questions to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, or Lisa Tebow, T-H-I, D as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray. We'd love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for joining us and supporting our ministry. Know that God loves you, and so do we. Please enjoy your week, Remember to put God first and to always pray. We love you. God bless you. Until Friday, God willing, at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.